Jared, we have AML Jeff on the phone, and he thinks that something fishy is going on with his wife, Shannon. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
We're good. Why don't you explain to everybody why you contacted us?
Yeah, sure. So, I don't know how many other guys' wives out there do this, but my wife, Shannon, she's one of those people that can't say no to any volunteering jobs at work.
I don't know anyone like that, Jeff, except for her name's Katie, and I work with her every day. I'm like, did you say yes?
Uh-huh.
You're doing what now? Swim me, PTA.
Okay, you know what? I don't like where this is going.
Putting treats together for just random people.
Yeah. My husband might say, yes, I'm one of those.
Yeah, good intentions, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I swear, it's everywhere. Like, yeah. You know, Shannon's become a totally different person since taking on this latest volunteer role.
Uh-huh.
Now she's the new co-chair on, like, the biggest fundraiser that her work puts on, and it's been all-consuming.
Okay. Yeah.
Is there a reason you think she's cheating, or is she just busy?
Honestly, at this point, I don't know. I mean, it feels like she's become obsessed with this event, or at least she's using it as an excuse, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Like, she's going to meetings for this quote-unquote event 3 or more times a week. She's staying out late. She's planning or organizing. It sounds a bit fishy to me.
Okay, well, so far, I don't feel like it sounds all that fishy. What else? I mean, is there something else at home? I mean, those types of things take a lot of planning.
Well, right.
What is happening at home, or what's happening in your relationship that's making you think something's off?
She's just not herself. Like, you know, nowadays she's tired. She comes home and she'll be, like, extremely mean to the kids, like, taking out her frustration on them and me and... You know, she hasn't wanted to be intimate with me in quite a while.
Okay, well, there it is.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't great to begin with. I don't know whose marriage is, but, like, now it's basically non-existent.
Okay.
You know, like, at this point, I don't know, maybe she's getting it on the side and she doesn't want to have it with me. Like, that's what I'm left to think.
Okay. So you think that there is something going on, and you've contacted us to do a War of the Roses. We'll call her if you'd like, and you just stay on the line and listen right along with us if that still works for you.
Yeah, sure. That's fine.
All right. Well, hold on 1 second.
Hello?
Yeah, may I speak to Shannon?
That's me.
Hey, Shannon. This is Al with... How are you?
I'm fine. What's going on?
Yep, I'll get right to the point. You have won an all-inclusive romantic getaway for two anywhere in the United States, and it's just part of our Pay It Forward program. And just, first of all, congratulations, and... The question that we normally get is there strings attached? No, we don't need any credit card information. We just want to give back to the community, and we do that. We pull names at random, and we pulled your name. You won a romantic getaway for two anywhere in the United States.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And again, it's a romantic getaway. We customize it for you. It could be roses. There could be flowers. There could be champagne. There could be wine. I really need from you, Shannon, to get started is the first and last name, because I have your first and last name, Shannon, of the person you'd like to take with you on this very romantic getaway for two.
Well, obviously my husband, Jeff.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Okay, that'd be a nice getaway, don't you think? How long y'all been together?
Absolutely.
Or married?
For like 15 years now, and married for 12. And yeah, we definitely need a break. We could use the reconnection time. So I guess that's
perfect. Your husband,
great.
Jeff... Shannon.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, thank you. That's amazing.
Yeah, sure. Congratulations.
Hey, Jeff, you still there?
Yeah, sorry. I guess I'm just a little taken aback. Hi, honey.
Hi. Wait, what is going on?
I'm surprised you said my name. I thought that there was, you know, somebody else you'd want to take on this trip. You're always busy volunteering or working. I didn't think you'd want to go on a trip with me at all.
Wait, what are you talking? Yeah, I'm busy. I mean, that's what I'm doing, so I don't understand. What is happening?
Yeah, I came on here to expose how you're not spending any time with me or the kids anymore. And I think that's really immature and selfish of you.
Really? You think I'm being immature? I finally have something that I'm like excited about and working on, and you're complaining about me not spending enough time with you? Is that what the problem is right now?
It's not just not spending enough time with me. It's like you're not spending enough time with the kids. Like you've been so busy working or volunteering that, you know, I've been the one having to take the kids to sports or birthday parties or school events or, you know, like go grocery shopping or cleaning or doing the damn laundry. Like it's too much.
Oh my God. You have to suddenly spend time with the kids. You have to drive them around. You have to take them to parties. Who do you think has been doing that nonstop for the past 12 years? Me. Who do you think does all of that every time, every day, all day, while you work and spend no time with the kids? Who do you think does that? I don't think so. I think you're an and you think that I haven't spent any time with you because you don't do anything for the rest of us. Why should I? Oh my God.
I don't see why you're making such a big deal of this. Like, that's just the way we operate. We've been operating like this for so long. I go to work, you do all the stuff at home. Like, that's just how most marriages work.
That's a bunch of you have no idea how marriages work, evidently. You said you were going to share the responsibilities with the kids. You think that's actually happening? No, that's never happened. God, and you wonder why I don't want to spend time with you? You should get a clue, and you should be doing all of this so you can actually understand how much work I do at home all the time, all day. Oh, my God. You know what? I don't want to go on a trip with you. How do you like that? Maybe I'll go on a trip by myself because I need a vacation after the event is done, and you can take care of the kids for, I don't know, 2 weeks, a month. How long should I be gone before you start to understand what I actually do?
Jeff, she's gone. She's hung up the phone.
You guys don't think she's serious, do you?
She sounded
pretty serious.
I would call her right away and apologize. That would be my thing. And y'all just say, yeah, I mean, there's a lot there.
Yeah.
But just maybe both appreciate what each other adds to the relationship and go from there.
All right. Good luck.
Well, good luck, Jeff.